Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today on Health Suites, we speak to Anthony Twa, CEO of Stratificare, the grand prize winner of the DBS Foundation Social Impact Prize. The inaugural DBS Foundation Social Impact Prize finals took place earlier this month on October 9th. Initiated by DBS Foundation and Singapore Management University, the DBS Foundation SIP aims to identify sustainable, scalable, and enterprising business solutions from across the world that address crucial social problems. DBS was looking to spur on aspiring upstarts in the social innovation and entrepreneurship scene and encourage them to scale their impact, particularly early stage startups trying to fundraise during the pandemic. We find out more about winner Stratificare and their winning entry coming up next on Health Suites, only on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. This is Health Suites. On the phone with me is Anthony Twa, CEO of Stratificare, winners of the inaugural DBS Foundation Social Impact Grand Prize. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hi, Clarissa. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me here.
It is absolutely our pleasure. Now, Stratificare emerged from almost 800 applications across 63 countries to take the grand prize. First and foremost, congratulations. How did it feel?
Thank you so much. Our team was actually very humbled to receive the DBS Foundation Social Impact Prize of so many applicants. I believe that every team who submitted an application is trying to make the world a better place in their own way. We felt very relieved and at the same time very encouraged. In a way, it was a huge pat on our backs that someone huge like DBS Foundation believed in our cause. It has also been a very challenging journey and we have met with a lot of naysayers.
Right, I'm sure. Now tell us about Stratificare. What do you do?
We are a medical device company founded with the vision of empowering personalized medicine for tomorrow through innovative diagnostic solutions. What we do is that we develop medical tests that can tell in advance whether the tested patient will develop certain disease or disease state, requires certain treatment, or whether certain treatment will work for the patient. This can help prevent harm to the patients due to unnecessary or ineffective treatment and help bring healthcare costs down for the patient.
Okay. And what was your specific entry for this DBS prize?
For our entry, we are actually developing the world's first severe dengue prediction test, which can accurately predict which dengue patients will go on to develop the severe form of dengue and thus requires hospitalization.
Okay. Now, Stratificare discovered a panel of biomarkers that can determine the progress of dengue fever. That's what you're saying. Which means patients who are predicted to not progress to severe dengue can be managed at outpatient settings. Tell us why this is important.
Yes. This is very important because under the current guidelines by the World Health Organization, as many as 6 in 10 dengue patients can be hospitalized, but up to 2/3 of them actually can recover on their own without much medical intervention. Mm-hmm. This causes several problems, especially during large dengue outbreaks, especially in developing countries. All of us, we have a finite number of hospital beds. When majority or all of the hospital beds are taken up unnecessarily by dengue patients, patients suffering from other life-threatening conditions may be left without a bed. Patients who later develop severe dengue complications and come to the hospital later on are also left without beds and they may possibly pass away outside of the hospitals without any medical care. We have seen this on several occasions in developing countries. And in Singapore, with our rapidly aging population, we also want to save as many hospital beds as possible for our elderly. So the unnecessary hospitalization cost also becomes an unnecessary financial burden to families and may cost near to an entire month of salary in developing countries. This will also inevitably drive up insurance premiums and taxes in dengue-affected countries that offer universal health coverage. So all in all, we are estimating that we can help save some $7.6 billion of direct hospital costs with the widespread adoption of the test, and these savings will mainly go towards our developing tropical country neighbors.
Okay, so what you've developed is a triage tool, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do this test, you can tell, okay, this person absolutely is going to develop a very bad case of dengue. They need to be hospitalized.
That's right.
That is fascinating stuff. How long did the research take?
Oh, the research-wise, it has been a really long journey. Mm-hmm. It took us about 2 years at NUS to identify the biomarkers through an actual clinical study. It was part of a national-level project funded by our Ministry of Health to identify solutions for dengue, and it involved all the dengue experts in Singapore. After that, we spent about a year setting up our ISO-certified laboratory such that our development work satisfies the requirements of major international regulatory authorities such as our very own HSA and the US FDA. So after all this, it was only in 2018 that we can really go down and like go ahead in full speed into the proper development work on the test. And just this year, we just completed a 200-patient clinical study in Singapore and are currently waiting for the analysis results to be out.
Right, okay. So it's an ongoing project.
Yes, that's right. It's always ongoing.
We're speaking with Anthony Tua, CEO of Stratificare. Now, the prize for winning for you was $75,000 worth of support from DBS, including access to mentorship, capacity building, resources. What are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm. The $75,000 prize money will mainly contribute towards establishing our pilot production processes at Stratificare. Mm-hmm. This is a very important step that we have to complete in order to manufacture high-quality test kits for our pilots next year. So by tapping on DBS Foundation's international network, we hope that the foundation can help us open doors to potential partners whom we previously do not have access to. So far, the support that DBS Foundation has provided us has been nothing short of amazing. We are truly appreciative of all that the foundation has done for us so far.
Talk to us about scalability. You now got this test. It has applications across the region. How are you going to scale it?
Right. So we are aiming to establish pilots in some of the dengue-affected countries across Southeast Asia, definitely South Asia and Latin America next year. In addition to continue to work with our three local hospital partners, we have started talking to hospitals in Vietnam and also the Ministry of Health in Indonesia. We've signed an MOU with the Mexican Society of Public Health to run clinical studies in four of their most southernmost states that is the worst hit by dengue. Our ultimate goal is really to gain regulatory approval in Singapore and Malaysia in 2022 by the US FDA in 2023 and in the rest of the dengue-affected countries from 2024 onwards.
Right, okay. Now, this obviously winning this grand prize was a huge boost for you and your young company. And I'm very proud of the fact that it was a Singapore company that won the grand prize. But I'm wondering, what is next for you? This test is going to be great, but I'm sure you are thinking about other things that you are going to be doing.
Yes, definitely. So, but always, first and foremost, we are very focused on pushing this test out as soon as possible.
Okay.
So, we've actually designed the first generation of our severe dengue prediction test with the limited laboratory resources in developing countries in mind. So the platform, the test method that we choose is actually a conventional one that requires minimal instrumentation and it can be done the test can be run manually. The main disadvantage, however, is that it needs a laboratory and it requires 4 hours to run the whole test. So we are currently working with Mitsubishi Electric in Japan to co-develop a test method for our Generation 2 of the test so as to significantly reduce the test duration to just under an hour from 4 hours and to eliminate the need for a laboratory altogether. At the same time, we are also in discussion with some of our local research groups to see how we can help guide them in terms of the co-development of their innovative diagnostic technologies and help bring them to market. And as a startup, we are also always on a constant lookout for like-minded impact investors who want to join us on our journey to help the 390 million infected dengue patients worldwide.
It isn't a very exciting time for you, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
All right. I'm very grateful that you took the time to have this conversation with us. I wish you, and so does everyone on Money FM 89.3, we wish you all the very best with your pursuit of this. I hope that you scale it up. It's available everywhere. There is a dengue problem because I can't see it doing anything but helping. So thank you so much for the time. We've been speaking to Anthony Chua, CEO Stratificare, winner of the DBS Foundation Social Impact Grand Prize. Anthony, thank you. And again, congratulations.
Thank you very much for having me here. It is my pleasure.
It's absolutely our pleasure as well. I'm Clarice Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You are on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.